it's a very good thing that the American people can see today that we're working together, not just working together, but we're beginning to join hands and begin to solve this energy crisis that we're all facing. I think we can all agree that we have to drill for new oil right here in America and guarantee that the oil that comes from our lands stays within our boundaries and is sold to American citizens first. We can all agree that we have to invest in every single form of renewable energy, biomass, wind, solar, and indeed we have to look into the newer and modern techniques in nuclear energy in finding a way towards becoming an energy independent nation. Thirdly, we have to prevent any price manipulation in the marketplace, not just here in the United States, but also throughout the world. We have to guarantee that there really is a free marketplace in oil, where places like OPEC don't control the supply and determine the price. We need to have a competitive and open marketplace, and we've done that here in this Congress, moving the ball forward. But it's not just about drilling. It's not just about investing. It's not just about preventing things. The people I represent, that I have the honor of representing in Northeast Wisconsin, they need help now. I mean, their fingernails are not long enough to hang on to what's coming. They need help now. So in the long term, drilling brings oil 10 years from now, investing 5, 10, 15 years from now, but preventing price manipulation in the marketplace, that can have an immediate effect. So I would urge the CFTC to do its job and provide the oversight to guarantee that we don't have to pay more than the price ought to be. And finally, the President did accommodate us. We sent letters to him asking him to stop purchasing oil and putting it into our SPR, our Strategic Petroleum Reserve, and he accommodated, and that was taking effect July 1st. Well, now he should listen to us again. He should begin to release 5 to 6 days' worth of our Strategic Petroleum Oil Reserve. Why? Because it will immediately drop the price at the pump. Our Strategic Petroleum Reserve has about 703 million barrels of oil. If we release 5 to 6 days' worth, it would immediately drop the price at the pump by putting immediate supplies on the marketplace. These are things that the President can do right here and right now. Our constituents need help today as we begin to invest and plan for the future. But first and foremost, let's understand that this crisis we're in was absolutely and totally predictable since 1973. And our government on both sides of the aisle has failed in the past. Let's not fail again. Let's work together.